Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 252, and this is my weekly meal plan episode. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor, and we'll get right into the show.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So welcome back to my weekly meal plan episode. If you're new here, each week I just share with everyone my meal plan for my family for the upcoming week. I use a really simple meal plan method where I rotate meals over certain periods of time so that I'm not always struggling to figure out what to make. So for example, every other Monday we do hamburgers, every Tuesday we do like a Mexican theme, that type of thing. So you're not always going to hear a whole lot of new recipes. I just share this just in case there's anything you hear you might want to try, or maybe just to give you some motivation to get your meal plan together. I think meal planning is really important because it helps save money. We actually cook what we purchase instead of, potentially throwing food away. And it's also so much easier to know what you're going to make each day rather than have to scramble at the end of the day trying to figure out what's going to be for dinner, or even in the morning trying to figure out what you're going to cook that night. So my meal plan is for dinners only. And I put this episode out every Wednesday, and the meal plan that I share starts on the upcoming Saturday. So this week's meal plan starts on Saturday, November 20th. Oh, and by the way, I always forget to mention this, but there's a blog post of this meal plan. Every week I post the meal plan in blog form, and there's links to any recipes that I mention in the episode. You can find them there. So this Saturday, we are doing Jenny O's Best Ever Meatloaf. That's from allrecipes.com. It's just a meatloaf that I have always made. It's with ground turkey, and that's what my kids like. That's what they've kind of grown up on, so that's what we usually make. I'm also just going to do a boxed shells and cheese side dish and then some air fryer roasted cauliflower. The recipe is called air fryer roasted cauliflower and broccoli, but every time I make that, I just rotate between either the cauliflower or the broccoli just to kind of mix it up. This Sunday, I actually do not have a meal planned because we are going to be going out to dinner for my birthday. My birthday was actually last month, but every year my mom takes me and my family and my sister and her family out to dinner for each of our birthdays. And even though my birthday was last month, this coming Sunday is the first day we could coordinate that everyone was available. So I will not be cooking on Sunday, so I do not have a meal to share with you for Sunday. For Monday, we're going to be doing hamburgers. I do not have a recipe to share for them. I just do it real simple. I take some ground beef, make it into patties, and cook them up either on the stovetop or on the grill, depending on the weather. Now it'll pretty much be mostly on the stovetop because the weather's getting colder. I'm also going to make some Impossible Burgers for my one daughter who doesn't eat meat. And then I'm going to do oven fresh seasoned potato wedges from allrecipes.com. Those are one of our favorite sides to go with hamburgers. And then I'm going to do a can of pork and beans also. For Tuesday, I'm going to be doing chicken chimichangas with sour cream sauce. That is also from allrecipes.com. If you've heard this one before, I never have made the sour cream sauce. I just put sour cream out. I'm sure the sour cream sauce is good. I just never take the time to make it. I just basically use the recipe kind of to put on my meal plans as a reminder on how long to cook the chimichangas once I put them together. So I make the chicken, shred it. I do that in the Instant Pot. It's so easy. And then I just follow the recipe to make the chimichangas up to the part where I don't make the sour cream sauce. And I just put out sour cream and salsa and whatever other toppings we want to maybe have with those. For Wednesday, I'm doing garlic parmesan baked shrimp. This is also from allrecipes.com. They are not a sponsor. I just wind up getting a lot of recipes from there. It's just like your basic. It's just like a baked shrimp dish, and it kind of has some like parmesan cheese, butter, and garlic, and panko breadcrumbs. So you get like a little bit of a crispy coating on the top. I've made it once or twice, one or two other times, and it was pretty good. And then I'm just going to do some linguine on the side, just like tossed with butter. So no real recipe for that side. And then I'm going to do a frozen vegetable in the microwave, like one of the steam fresh kind. I usually always have some of those on hand in the freezer, so I'll just grab whatever one looks like it would go good with this meal, and I'll just pop that in the microwave. So that meal should come together pretty quickly. So Thursday is Thanksgiving. So my daughters always insist that we make a ridiculous amount of side dishes on Thanksgiving, like literally ridiculous, but we're gonna do it and then we'll eat leftovers the whole weekend. So I'm doing a turkey, and then and I don't really have a recipe for that, but I'll share all these other side dishes in case any of them sound interesting to you. So for our sides, we're going to be doing best green bean casserole. That's from allrecipes.com. We're going to be doing Parmesan butternut squash gratin, which is from BettyCrocker.com. We're also going to be doing classic baked macaroni and cheese, which is from MyRecipes.com. We're going to do easy holiday stuffing, which I don't have a link to, but I can put on the blog post how to make this. It's a pretty simple stuffing that you, like just like a bread stuffing that you make in the crock pot. We're also going to be doing creamy cheesy spinach. Again, I do not have a link for a recipe for this, but I will put that on the blog post also. It's kind of where you take like spinach and cottage cheese and cubed American cheese and eggs and flour and all that, and it just cooks in the crock pot all day and it comes out like a creamy cheesy spinach, like it's called. We're also going to be doing corn casserole Roman numeral 3 is the name of the recipe. That's from allrecipes.com. And this is like, some people call it like corn pudding, I think I've heard it called. But we call it corn casserole, and that's the name of this recipe. It's basically like cornbread, corn. It's like cornbread, whole kernel corn, cream corn, butter, and sour cream. And it all just bakes together in a casserole, and we always make that at the holidays. And then I'm also going to be doing Chef John's Perfect Mashed Potatoes, which is from allrecipes.com. So, and there may be more added if my kids remind me that there's something that I always make that I forgot to put on the list. But as of now, those were the ones that we usually make. And then for dessert, I don't usually include desserts in the meal plan, but since I know we'll be making this, I will include this. This is Instant Pot Pumpkin Cheesecake. We made it last year. It came out really good. And it's from sugarysweets.com. It's like S-H-U-G-A-R-Y sweets.com. And again, I will have that link on the blog post. So that is Thanksgiving. For Friday, I do have a meal plan on here and I'll share it. But I'm thinking, just considering the large amount of food we're cooking on Thanksgiving, I probably won't need to cook it. But on my meal plan, I have sausage and peppers for a dozen, which is from allrecipes.com. And this is basically just a really simple crock pot recipe where you throw sausage and peppers and sauce in the crock pot and let it cook all day. And then on the side with that at night, I'm going to cook up some easy ravioli bake, which is from BettyCrocker.com. Like I said, that's if we don't wind up having an enormous amount of leftovers, which I'm sure we will. So I may not even make this meal. But it's a nice, easy meal to make on a Sunday because the sausage and peppers just cooks all day and the easy ravioli bake comes together so fast. You literally just put a little sauce and then layer raviolis and sauce and cheese 2 times and then bake it in the oven. So it's a really super easy to prepare meal. So that's it for this week's meal plan. I hope maybe this inspired you to get your meal plan together or gave you some ideas for something that you might want to make. You can email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. As I mentioned, you can find the blog post for this meal plan and also for each of my weekly episodes, which come out on Mondays, at lolasfrugallife.com. You can join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I can see you're listening. Also, if you can take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, that would be really helpful to me. It's supposed to boost the algorithm to show my show in search results when people are looking for this type of podcast. So That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a really awesome day. Are you in the mood to learn something new? Well, Skillshare is now offering 1 month free of Skillshare Premium. Unlock a passion, side hustle, or new professional skill with thousands of classes in design, business, and more. Start your 1 month free trial now by using the link within the podcast notes for this episode. There's no commitment and you can cancel at any time. So why not go ahead and learn a new skill that you have always wanted to have?